I'm Nancy Wilson. Welcome to our Big Blue Planet. While ducks have come to symbolize wetlands and their conservation, perhaps no other creature reflects the seclusion of a lake or marsh more than the egret. Desolate swamps, coastal marshes, a pond not yet discovered by ducks. These are some of the favorite haunts of the great egret, a majestic white wading bird who prefers solitude to flocks, and whose downfall near the turn of the century was its great beauty. It's the egret's choice of habitat and stark appearance which contributes to its mystery. Standing over 3 feet tall, often balancing on one spiny leg, it has a long, thin neck and face, narrow pointed beak, and intense stare. But it's the egret's long, silky white feathers, considered by the 19th century fashion industry to be the most beautiful of all birds, which nearly drove it to extinction. One place to find an egret is a salt marsh. Its delicate balance of tidal and fresh water produces most of the seafood both we and egrets eat, shrimp, crab, and fish. Salt marshes are spawning grounds for flounder, striped bass, and many more fish. Egrets like to nest in murky swamps along the Florida coast. High upon a swamped cypress tree, you may find a colony of egrets tending their nests. The most magical way to spot an egret is unexpectedly. On rare occasions, egrets have been known to materialize by a new shallow pond and disappear just as quickly. When we think of migration and the importance of conserving wetlands, it's easy to think solely of ducks and geese. Actually, millions of water birds, such as the great egret, white pelicans, sandpipers, gulls, and many others, migrate to warmer winter homes along with waterfowl, and they depend upon the same wetlands to nourish them until spring. See you next time on Big Blue Planet.